Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So, this evening we are joined by Tony Whitmarsh from Rift Airsoft. Welcome, Tony.
Hello,
thank you
everyone.
Very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you for the invite. Thank you.
That's all right. Hopefully, we'll get a few more people. Unfortunately, YouTube isn't working at the moment. So, hopefully, we'll get some of our YouTube followers over on Facebook very soon.
Or Twitch.
We've done some posts.
Grab
or
on Twitch as well,
yeah.
Can't you?
I don't even do Twitch. Do you do Twitch? No, I don't.
Only if I've had too much to drink.
Yeah.
I think we all get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we got Tony on Twitch. There we go.
Pony Tony. Hello, sir.
Pony Tony.
Fighting for the
Hello,
good
Tony.
Fight for Twitch.
I will continue to try and add them throughout the show and see what happens. Never know, it might work. Nope, still not working. There we go. So this evening we've got Tony from Rift Airsoft. Welcome, Tony. Do you want to give us a little introduction to yourself?
Yeah, well, again, thank you very much for the invite. Yeah, so my name's Tony. I'm the owner, the founder of Rift Airsoft. I've been playing the sport since, 1994. That was the first time I actually,
I know.
I'm 54 this year, so it's 30 years of airsoft. Yeah, thanks for that.
I was just trying to think, Andy said veteran, I was trying to think, surely that's like an epic status, isn't it? Not like,
epic,
like a weapons grades as you go out for a game.
Yeah. I'm certainly not one of the first. I mean, Banzai, one of our marshals, he's been playing longer than I have by a year or two. And of course, there's Ratty from Viper. He was there at Greenham Common with the first bunch in the UK, so I'm kind of not one of the first, but obviously from way back when. My first airsoft gun was an MP5K, the little short
yes.
one.
Oh,
and
I've
I bought it
one.
From yeah I bought it from Jennings Toys and Models in Enfield. There was no airsoft shops as such, no, you know, nothing like that around. So toy shop is where you went. And I was working at the time for Mr. Kipling. Some of you, my old nickname is Tony the Cake. So if there's any old veterans, anyone out there from the old days, some people still call me that. And I've got a Hy-Vis with Tony the Cake written on it. So my Mr. Kipling days, and I remember driving back to the depot in Hoddesdon and unboxing this MP5, getting the battery on charge, loading my van up for the next day, and then within 20 minutes, half an hour, I had a crowd around me of Mr. Kipling salesmen all wanted to fire this MP5 in the storeroom that we had there. We had some boxes stacked up, and that was it. So it was a chap called Neil that introduced me to Tech Brigade. And they at the time where they were based in Cock Lane in Broxbourne, Hertfordshire. And that was my first ever game. Around the 1994, the early months are there. A good friend of mine, Carl Wilkins, who, as I say, I see him most weeks. He marshals as well with us. He was my battle buddy back then. We sort of went down there together. And of course, Tech Brigade then moved to Warren Wood, I think Hertfordshire as well, which I played as well. So I've played many hours of airsoft over the years. And of course, back then the guns were hard to get hold of in volume of different types of, you know, it was MP5 or M4, you know, but then as Toki Murai, they were literally the number one back then, and they were like £400-£500 easy, you know, they were, but brilliant out of the box, as we all know. I bought every single one, basically. Anything I could buy, I bought it. I just loved it. I used to actually play paintball games years before, and I actually even ran, when I was 18, I used to run mini paintball games in a little bit of wood that we had inside Stevenage. So, where I live. So, I've sort of always had the notion for running events or games, and I've also been in the sport, you know. But I've seen massive changes, which we'll talk about through the evening. But anyway, that's where I started. And as the years went on, I was very lucky to have a little bit of land come my way that we used. It was just mates, and we had to have like five aside, and it was brilliant. And then it went on from there, and their mates invited their friends, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger to a point where I was thinking, hang on a minute, if somebody hurts themselves here, there's no cover. It was a little bit flaky, which was like in the early days, it was fine. But, you know, there's the point where you think, well, responsibility. And then we're offered other venues and sites, which, again, I'm sure you'll ask me about as the evening goes on. And it grew into something which I'm so proud of. You know, I really am.
Rightly so, mate, absolutely.
Yeah, so definitely. Yeah. But that's where I started anyway. So I'm old.
You're only as old.
Legendary. We call it. We'll stick with legendary. We'll have that.
Just old. I've actually got a mug here, and it says on there, "Tony, the man, the myth, the legend." I don't know if you can see it, but it's got there it on go. There.
Yeah.
So people do say, but it cost me a fortune to get him to write that. But...
Fair play.
There you go.
I could have done it for 5p with a Sharpie, mate.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So welcome, Chris, Wayne, Pony, Tony, Brad, Tom. Who else we got joining us? Anthony, Chris, another Chris, Daniel, James. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you have any questions for Tony, please pop them in the comments. If you could just put a little cue in front of them, it would make my life a little bit easier because I'll be able to see them through the hundreds of comments. Mike, unfortunately, can't join us today because he's Dorset.
He's on Hollybobs, isn't he?
He's on Hollybobs having in Dorset. Enjoying the sunny weather that we're having today.
Sunny weather, clotted cream, scones, yeah. All that jazz.
But he will be back next week. We've got a few little bits.
I don't know why I'm getting blamed for the bloody technical issue. Nothing to do with me. Yeah.
No, unfortunately, that is, it's purely, so we use a system called StreamYard, they have got an issue linking to YouTube at the moment, so it's out of our hands. As I said, I will try and keep adding it as we go on throughout the show. Hopefully we can get it all sorted for then, but I very much doubt it's going to be an easy fix for them. We haven't really got a lot of news today, so I think we're going to skip that section.
Took part in the old JBG CQB course at the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
Gas blowback only, which was outstanding. Little bit of drama with that, but all good drama.
Oh yeah, how's your leg?
Not from my point of view. My leg's getting better. It still hurts. I'm not going to lie. It does still hurt. So where I've been compensating with my left leg, I think I've developed a little bit of sciatica in my left arse cheek now from not wanting to put my right leg down too much. So that's fun.
we were racing. Well, I don't say racing. We were doing drills, drills.
We were doing experiences.
Lance managed to pull his calf muscle.
had no strength
whatsoever.
Just shot to bits. Absolutely shot to ribbons, my leg was. But we're going to cover that next week in a proper debrief, aren't we? So we just wanted to mention it's not been forgotten. It was an awesome day. Can't wait to do another one, but we will go into it in more depth next Wednesday, whatever that date is. Next Wednesday, not tonight.
Next Wednesday,
yeah.
Next Wednesday.
Some of you coming back.
yeah. I've got a couple of little cheeky purchases, but I don't want to share anything yet because it's not finished. So that's going to wait for another time. So I'm going to keep you all in your seats.
Darren Burt, yes, this is live. We can all say hi. Say hi to Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Hello, this Darren. Live.
There you go.
We're live on TV. Do not swear.
There you go.
we do allow swearing. So if there are small children about, this is your.
Yeah. No. Try and type it.
No. Swearing.
That's the best. Yeah. Don't just shout swear words if you're watching now because we won't hear it and nor will anyone else. Just be you in your house like an absolute weirdo.
Yeah. Although Tony might with his big earphones.
Yeah, there I don't. Go, yeah. We don't condone swearing.
No.
Picking up all the swear words.
That's right. I've got to admit, since doing the podcast, I've learned some new ones, which I didn't realise.
I've learned to swear in ways of not swearing, but still putting the point across.
Yes, yeah. Politely.
polite curses. Yeah.
So, Tony, thank you very much for joining us again.
My pleasure.
We got a few questions all pre-lined up for you. And hopefully we can answer them. I can see people throwing in some questions into the chat, and we'll move over to those live ones that you've got no prep time for. Lance had a few knocking about, and Mike had a few as well. So I'll let Lance crack on first of all with his ones.
Very kind of you, Andy. Thank you.
That's okay. I'm very proud.
Tony, right? Spotlight on you, mate. Spotlight on you, sir. Well, you sort of covered my first question with your lot of introduction, really, about how you sort of got into the sport and what you've been up to and this, that, and the other, and like small groups of pals getting together, and it sort of grew into this beast that you've got now.
Yeah.
Where? So that you had the you sort of created the essence of Rift Airsoft and like the company and then the sort of like the big experience of what you wanted to go for and what you've created. Where did the actual name Rift come from? Sort of how did Rift. It turn into
so,
Rift?
Yeah. Well, I was sitting there one day and I'll be honest, I had lots of other names. Like I always found that whenever I played Airsoft, it didn't matter how many people I went with. I always found that I was end up on my own, you know, where I'd be, you know, I'd get hit and walk back to spawn, come back out, and then I've got to look for my buddies. So I was kind of thinking Army of One Airsoft, but then there was a game out called Army of Two or something at the same time. And I thought Army of One's a bit corny. You know, and I kept thinking the other thing you need for a name is something just rolls off the tongue. So where you're playing, I'm playing Tech this weekend, or I'm playing the jail or, you know, whatever it might be, just words and names that come out. And I thought it's got to be something just short. And I was thinking, well, what do we use? And we use realistic imitation firearms, riffs. So I thought rift. And I thought realistic imitation firearm, tactical airsoft. Rift Airsoft. Ah, where you're playing this weekend? Rift.
Yeah.
Happy days. So that's what Rift stands for, and that's why it's got the little dots between it. Realistic imitation firearm, tactical airsoft. Whew. And that was it.
I remember it.
Do you know who designed? Do you know this logo? Where is it? There it is. Do you know who designed that?
No, go
on. Hazel, my wife.
Your loving wife.
Who everyone knows Hazel. She's the lovely booking in lady that does, and she does all the catering and everything else. So I went out to the cinema one day and I gave Hazel a wad of blank paper and a Sharpie. And I said, there you go. I'm going to the cinema. When I come back, I want to see a really cool logo with Rift Airsoft written on it. And she did lots of different designs, which I've still got. But this is the one we chose. This is awesome. Hazel did that.
Fair play, nicely done.
Nobody knows that.
She introduced me to the mega burger at the last Shift Your Ribs as well. And I subsequently ate four of them that day. They were very good.
Oh, I like a burger, but I couldn't eat four.
I did four. And then I had a steak in the evening, I think.
And the other
so embarrassing thing, now.
The other thing I wanted for the logo as well is I really do like a lot of the like the high-res graphics with like a skull with a cross through it and flash of lightning and all those kind of really cool-looking. Mm. But then I also like the simple monotone. It's just recognisable. You know, and that's why I thought rather than have something all flashy and all arty, simple, and it works. I've got the van's sign written, and it just looks really cool, and I'm really proud of it. So Hazel's
the good thing as well with that sort of patch as well, Tony, is that it goes with an awful lot of kit. See, sometimes you get a big flamboyant patch, and it's like desperately want to wear it and display it, but it doesn't really go with anything I've got. Whereas a patch like that, you could put it on anything. Any kit, any loadout, any camouflage, and it was
Our membership shields were a little bit on the bigger side, but I was always kind of inspired. You know, the NYPD, the American police have got these big shields on that says NYPD and all that. Sure. I like that. So I just thought, if I wanted a Rift Airsoft membership shield, something that stands out. Look at Andy, look, what's he doing?
trying to dig out a patch.
Oh, is he? Okay. There it is. What's he got there? But anyway, so, there they are, look. They are a little bit on the large. Yeah, oh, he's got the original, the green one. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, they're worth a few quid now, you know.
I've got all of them now. The others are on my kit downstairs.
I must admit, I'm missing some Rift Airsoft patches for the roof of the truck. I'm going to have to change that.
I've actually got a second one of those. I might auction it off. And the money will go to charity.
I like that. We'll support that. The green ones were originally for corporate days. So I think I had 100 or maybe 200 of them made, and they're rare. Those ones are really rare. The silver ones are the most common. We're up to 3,387 membership shields that have gone out. Yep. Since we started.
914.
I'm 000. Do you know, we've still got people play and renew their membership number 20 and 10 and 15 really early. They've been with us for years. So I'm going to be creating a new shield because we're coming up to the 10 years soon where people have renewed, maybe 8 times. So I need to create a new one. So that'll be in the works this year. But we've got the standard shield that you get when you join. And each time you renew, we give you a little silver star. You have to ask for that when you book in, because I can't post them, because the little star legs poke through the envelope and obviously tear the envelope, so they're no good. Because they've got little pins on them, you know. And then you get the veteran shield on your fourth renewal. And then for really not special people, but people that have stood out amongst the crowd and helped with other people in particular and done lots, we've got an elite shield that we've handed out, and the VIP shield in the early days. So there's quite a few. Ooh. You know, but the VIPs, they were from the very early days when Rift were, we were starting out, and we had untold help, people just literally just helping us get off the ground and build where we are today, you know. And those people are still with us, you know, they're still around, you know. And quite a few of them wear their VIP shield or their elite shields with pride, and I'm absolutely proud of them guys. But it doesn't mean they're better than anyone else. It's just our way of recognizing that how much we appreciate what they've done. So very, I mean, done. Everyone, you know, it's
that's good to hear.
No, it's just something to say thank you, you know, from us. And something that people do, they seem to be quite proud to wear it and show it off. And people go, where do I get them from? And it's like, you can't.
No, mate. Yeah, can't buy them.
No, it is. I've got to admit, I do wear my one, like, with a little bit of pride.
A little bit.
And then, yeah, there's not, it's well, I don't want to be too smug. but no, it's nice to be, it's not something that you see in the airsoft community as such, where people get recognized, like, and it's only a patch.
Especially at sites and stuff, it's a nice little touch to do that, you know, and it, you know, it means an awful lot for such a little gesture sort of thing. It's quality.
Yeah, well, I did it on literally from day one. So when we were building our first proper site was Cottenham in Cambridge. We'd already run a game site, Shangri-La Farm, just in, outside of Stevenage, but that was again friends. But when we actually got to Cottenham in Cambridge, that's when I got my business insurance in line and actually the name Rift, and it was still very small, but it was sort of 50-60 people averaging, and you know, it was great fun. But I'd already got that in mind that I wanted to reward and say thank you to people for the time and the effort. And again, I literally cannot stress how my life has changed and how many wonderful, and I mean this, since anyone that knows me will tell you that I'm telling the truth, wonderful people, honestly, people that, and really good friends today, you know, just, it's unbelievable. I never thought for a minute that my life would change as much as it has because of airsoft. And I loved airsoft anyway, so it's just got even better. Of course, there are some trialing times when you meet lots of people out on the field, but again, we deal with that where we can. But for the most part, you know, 90%+ amazing people, you know, which we're really proud of.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I mean, that leaves me on to what else. The next question I was going to sort of ask you is, like, obviously, airsoft ball, paintball / airsoft started for you as like a hobby, as an interest, sort of an activity to do outdoors and that. And then obviously you've got the transition there into it actually being your full-time job or your business. Was there any sort of doubt or trepidation as to whether, or do I want to be doing something that I love doing as a hobby for a job, and then having that potential risk of falling out of love with it? Or is that...
No, I'd never really... I'm a bit shallow, really. I didn't really give any thought like that. It was more to the fact that it was... Yeah, it was... it just seemed to happen... I'll be honest, I was so sure that I didn't have any doubts. There you go. It just, and I loved running the games. I really, really, really loved it. I sat there, as Andy would tell you, as Andy has marshaled many a year now, I print paperwork for every single game that we run, and I hand a full sheet of an agenda, which has got all the marshals' names, all the games that we're running, with backup of maps where the props are, with information on what we need to be aware of, what marshals need to be doing, when marshals need to be, what their duties are in the morning, the middle and the end, you know, so it's all mapped out and everyone is reading off the same page. And I did that from day one. And that meant that I always had the backup and support with marshals. And because people were booking in so quickly and it was so popular right at the beginning, I just didn't doubt at all that it would be a success as such. I'd never dreamt it would go where it is now. But on the flip side of that, it's harder now than it's ever been. And that's
right.
The way that obviously when we started years ago, things just seemed simpler. But as we've got bigger, obviously the bills mount up more now. Everybody uses card. Nobody wants to pay with cash. Now, you'll go, oh, you're dodgy. No, I'm not being dodgy. But every swipe of a card costs me money.
Yeah, it costs.
Yeah, it's not free. It's free to the customer. But for a business, every single time somebody taps the card, it costs me money because the card company wants their percentage out of it. So that's quite a big thing now. And it's just harder in everything else, you know, with VAT and taxes are bigger. It's just we've moved into a different bracket because we're running more games and my accountant says, oh, you're doing so well now, but I seem to have less money than I used to. It's hard. And of course, business insurance, fuel, it's just everything. It's harder now, yeah, a lot harder.
Across the board, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why when I put the photos up, and the other thing I've always done is every single game from 2009, because I've still got the pictures to where we are now, I always create an album of a game day that we've run. I've probably uploaded hundreds and hundreds of thousands of photos, but because they're just basic images and I don't watermark them or name them, they're just out there. You know, nobody can, you know, they're just out there. But, and I've seen the changes. It's hard. It's just harder now, but it's still great fun. But again, I live in the same house I lived in when I was 20. Hazel and I bought this house that we're in 1990. So great. I'm not chasing money on the bills. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, we're, you know, and anyone that knows me again knows that I spend way too much money on airsoft sites and vehicles and props and anything. You know, I mean, I just love it. So I don't go without, but I choose to, rather than spend money on me for another holiday, I'll buy another snatch Land Rover so the guys can get in it and drive around the site in it. Do you see what I mean? So
absolutely, yes,
because it makes me happy. It actually does. I mean, and those vehicles, the maintenance and the upkeep on them, massive. You know, they don't run themselves, do they? And again, I've got a really, really great team of guys in particular. I'm gonna name the guys, Dan. You've got Banzai and Steve Walker. They're the two mechanics, along with Ian Rose as well, who puts a lot of time in. And they've worked hundreds of hours on those vehicles. And without those guys, I mean, they are literally... they're amazing. But again, they're all experienced. Yeah, they're great guys from the old days. So they're, you know, so lucky
what,
to
what
have
is it? What's in the fleet now then, Tony? What have we
right, so I've had to have a change. Now, I'll just throw it out there. So I've now got 4 armoured snatch Land Rovers. And I've got one...
Just the four.
Yeah, we just picked up a new one the other day.
I get excited when I drive past one, let alone owning 4. I think I'll be on the 4 all day long.
However, yeah. Due to the conflict in Ukraine, most of the CVRTs, because I've got a CVRT as well, that's what I'm coming to. We call her Ethel. She's a big green tracked vehicle, a Sultan. But I've had to basically sell her and the Pinsgauer. We had a 6-wheel Pinsgauer armored Vector. So they're now, they're still at site. They're still there. But they will be going off shortly. And I've had to basically reset my finances and basically streamline the fleet, if you like, just to put us back on track for basically making sure Rift Airsoft is still here throughout 2024. And of course, the vehicles themselves, especially the CVRT, there's just no parts for them. So if Ethel, as we call her, breaks down, I'm screwed. I've just got a massive 20 ton or whatever she weighs tank sitting there, or CVRT sitting there, won't move because there's no gearboxes, there's no clutches, there's nothing. It's all gone to Ukraine. So I know a guy, I know quite a few people, and we did a deal. And it means that we will have another CVRT come down that he owns. It's like on a lend lease to us, so we can still use another people carrier rolling around along with the snatches as well. Yeah. So cool. I think I made the right choice. You know, again, it's a hard decision to make, but I'm not a mechanic. So I'd only have to rely on everyone else's help anyway. Yeah. So, you know, with Land Rovers, you can kind of get most parts, you know, over the counter really. So they should be okay to keep running. But yeah, we just got a, Yeah, a bit of duct tape.
A bit of duct tape and a hammer.
Jubilee clips, zip ties, all that good stuff.
That's what's in the fleet. And again, that means that both teams, this is at Redcon 2, Dalton Barracks, where we run every couple of weeks, and where, of course, Shift to Rifts will be this year. It just means that we can give Red Team and Blue Team two snatches each, rather than before we'd have one had a CVRT, the other one would have a pin scour, and then a snatch, and then it was just got a little bit, you know, lopsided. Yeah. I thought it was a bit unfair, so now everyone's fair, you know.
Nice.
I do my best. Do my best.
So obviously we're speaking about vehicles, and you brought up Shift Your Rifts.
I know
2013 Shift Your Rifts, there were some quite special vehicles. There was
2023, you mean? Not 2013. Yeah, I went there then.
Yeah.
Time sure.
Yeah, you had some quite interesting vehicles.
Yeah. So
have you got anything special?
I have, yeah. So this, I haven't announced this, so this is an exclusive. So the gentleman that's bought my vehicles from me, he owns one of two Challenger tanks. And it's going to be at Shifter Rifts. We're going to get a Challenger tank down. An absolutely huge monster. It is a running vehicle, and it's not because he's got a Section 5. It's all, you could fire through it. You know, obviously, he doesn't fire ordnance, of course, but it'll be up and running and rolling around at Shifter Rifts, a Challenger. And he's also bringing down the Scarab that we had last year.
Yeah.
The green one with all the
technical.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, awesome. Brilliant. And also, we're going to pop up there. He said, you're welcome to pick other vehicles from my fleet. So we're going to go up there and have a cup of coffee, have a walk around. He's got loads. So we're going to pick some other vehicles for him to bring down, some track vehicles. So at Shift Your Rifts, I'm hoping to have at least, including the snatches, it'll be about eight armoured vehicles rolling around. But let me just draw a line under that. There's the line.
See it.
It's not about vehicles. It's about airsoft. Yeah. You know, I don't want this to be turning into some form of military vehicle. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. They're to support what we do in the airsoft game area. Cool. Yeah, and look awesome. Yeah, and loads of photos. So with the Challenger in particular, I'd like to have a little charity thing going on, maybe for cancer research or something, which is obviously close to a lot of people's hearts. I just saw a thing that Matt Fisher put up last week about Steve, you know, my son Steve, he'd helped raise at one of our sites £400, which, you know, it's something that I think I'd like people to have a photo with the Challenger and then maybe chuck a couple of quid in a pot so we can raise some money and send it off to the people that save lives, because that's
absolutely
a good thing.
Reasonable. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But the Challenger,
I've got to admit, personally, for me, I'd quite like to see one of the American M13, is it? The box-shaped personnel carrier.
Oh, right. Okay.
The old Vietnam APC sort of thing.
Yeah, I've forgotten which one it is.
I'll start saving now, then.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's got one...
Delivered in the back of a Chinook.
I'll have a look. I was lucky the other month. I was at the Ridge before it's reopened now, but we thought the Ridge was coming to an end. The awesome guys from Frontline Events, they were doing a World War II event at the Ridge, and they had a Sherman tank there, and the guy let me drive it. Yeah, I got some pictures of me driving the Sherman tank. Oh,
wicked.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I wouldn't be doing that if I worked for Mr. Kipling Cakes again, would I? You know?
Or if you did, you'd have Mr. Kipling down the side of it, which would take the essence away from it, I think, really.
That's right. Yeah, you're right there. But there aren't any Mr. Kipling around anymore. Have you noticed? Those vans don't exist anymore.
No,
it's all gone. Everything's changed. But there you go.
Yeah, I was thinking of one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right,
The M113, according to Mr. Rapson. Well done, Wayne.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'll see what I can do, Andy.
Hopefully he's watching.
With them. That'd be nice.
Yeah, well done, Chris. Beat me to
it. Oh, yeah.
Back to Google.
Hello, Chris. Chris put some really nice feedback up, actually, about the battle sim. I wasn't there, as I'm not now. I'm just the admin guy. You know, I just sit around clicking around on my computer. But, it was nice. The battle sims are always good fun. And at Rift, we do skirmish. So Rift Airsoft is skirmish. We're skirmish. You know, that's where we kind of started, and that's what we do. Everyone's welcome, as we say, you know, and bring what you've got, as long as it's UK legal and site legal, you know. But we do enjoy the zombie events we do. We do enjoy the battle sims. We do enjoy the different sort of things, you know. In fact, you were just talking about gas and spring, or gas days, you say, in there at the Battery in Essex. That site is screaming out for just the old school. I don't dislike HPA, love HPA, but let's just bring some old school pistols and shotguns there, you know, the old Springers.
Yeah.
And I used to play them. We played down in the mall. We played in the bingo hall. That I don't know if you guys knew about the bingo hall opposite the mall.
No,
I didn't know about that.
That's how old I am. Opposite the mall.
Were you meant to be playing in the bingo hall, Tony?
Yeah, we were invited. And I tell you what, it was one of the. So I'm going to give a little shout out to the. So I used to buy all my guns from Airsoft Armory in Little Chalfont. They're not there anymore, but A2 Supplies is basically Andy and Chris from Airsoft Armory. Mate. And they're in Reading. Yeah, there you go. And so big shout out to them guys, because we got history. We go back. And they invited us down to play. It was through Chris, actually, that invited us down to play a pistol shotgun game in the mall. Opposite the mall in the bingo hall. And it was phenomenal. It was just great fun. But unfortunately, the ceiling collapsed and let a load of water through, which ruined the carpet and made it dangerous. And it meant that we couldn't play it anymore. That was a really good site. And of course, now it's all demolished and whatever they put there. I don't go to Reading that often. So.
I played Redcon
a couple of weeks ago again with the frontline guys. They did a World War II game and I was dressed as a nasty German, so I loved it. It's great. I did World War II reenactment, which Andy's done as well. I did that for 10-11 years. Did TV shows and the War and Peace show, Military Odyssey. I did a lot of that, which I really enjoyed. And again, met a lot of great guys there. But in the background, Airsoft was always also playing a part, you know.
Absolutely.
Dan and everyone's done Frontline have done really well.
Yeah, like, they are literally the go-to.
Got, yeah.
Yeah. If you're interested in World War II Airsoft Frontline events, just check them out. They've just launched their new website. They're going to be at Shifter Rifts this year. They're going to have a stand there with everyone dressed period kit, which is awesome. Yeah. I might go and stand with them for a little while. They're great guys. They're so friendly. Their attention to detail is enough to make it viable. But if you haven't quite got the right kit, they don't chase you down the road. But they encourage you to get the right kit. But, you know, it's 90%+ good. It's really good. And the guys there as well, especially the British with them Lienfeld rifles, they can shoot miles. You know, I was ducking. Yeah, they're very good. And again, I've, you know, never had a bad experience. We just have fun with them guys. So I do really hope that they carry on and just keep growing that niche side of Airsoft, which is hard to get into, really. But they've done it. They've done really well.
They've got a Vietnam one.
They have a Vietnam one coming up, and that interests me as well. I've never done that before, but I'm getting old.
Vietnam kit ish, looking kit. Yeah, I did sell my Alice pack, but I've got the rest of it still.
See, I was going to go Vietcon. I was just going to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's nice and easy.
Yeah, I was going to go. I've got
nice hat, PJs, and a chest rig.
Yeah, you need to get rid of that beard, though. I think I don't think too many Vietcon running around with a big beard like that.
Well, I'm not going to go in the tunnels either, am I? At the moment.
Maybe not. So there you go. So
you never know.
Never know. Anyway, keep the questions coming. What else is there?
Yeah.
I know I got off on a tangent, didn't I?
We've had quite a few from the listeners as well. So let's crack on with a few of those. So we have Chris. Would you consider doing more battle sims on a Saturday, giving us the rest day for Sunday before work?
100% yes. So we find that Saturdays is a harder day for us to book for normal skirmish. But when we put a battle sim up on a Saturday or any game that's different on a Saturday, we normally get more traction on it. So it makes it more viable, obviously, because I've still got bills to pay. So the answer is yes. Battle sims. We're doing battle sim at the Ridge, battle sim at Redcon 2. And they will be Saturdays.
Yeah. So any thoughts on Milsim type events over 24-hour night game stuff going
at all? Yeah, so we call it Rift Sim. Did you take part in the Rift Sim, Andy, that went overnight through the night?
I was one of the commanders.
You as one of the commanders. There you go. Yeah. So the answer is yes. The only thing I would say is, and I know this sounds really whatever, but it's a lot of prep, a lot of work, and stress kind of getting everything in place and ready. So I just need, I've got so much going on at the moment in the background, even though people think, well, what do you do all day? You know, that it needs to be something that we plan in advance and get done. But the answer is we will be doing another Rift Sim at some point soon, which is a much more hardcore. You know, last time we had the Diamond Dogs versus the you know, all the different sort of like
Diamond Dogs, Foxhounds, and
Foxhounds, yeah. We had all the insignia, mate. But we don't just put it out there. We create all the insignia, and we had like logos, magnetic strip for the vehicles, and you know, it was a lot of work goes into it, which is great. But you only get in sort of you only get sort of 25s, 30s per team, and because you don't want massive numbers up there, because it just breaks it all if there's people running around everywhere. So you know, we do enjoy it, and again, you know, I love the feedback and the pictures the most. You know, when I see it, I think, wow. But we've definitely got some more zombie games coming up this year. They're always a winner, though. They are. I mean, again, Andy, I remember you did last year's one.
Yeah.
So
I was with Tank, wasn't I? I was one of Tank's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I remember you saying about that, Andy. You said you enjoyed it, so that'd be something to try and get along.
Oh, I love that. That was brilliant. Because I decided that I was not going to talk to anyone, so I just grunted with a massive mallet.
Ah, that's the mallet part.
I do remember
the mallet. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't even have an airsoft. I didn't even have an airsoft pistol. I was just walking around with a massive mallet grunting.
Brilliant. Absolutely.
But there you go. So, yeah, we are looking. Battle Sims are good. We do enjoy them. We've got some new props and other things we're going to throw in and make it different. But again, it's the what we like about the any sim that we do, even the zombies, where it's not a sim, but it's more, you know, sort of like a niche or a themed event. It's the way that players come together more. In skirmish, you do get, oh, you know, my team's not moving up, nobody, you know, everyone's got their own agenda. But in a more themed event, it seems more, everyone's glued and together, and people's attitude, and it's much more, you know, positive. You know, we like that. That's good.
Yeah, the zombie event's fun because they all run away together.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
Screaming. Daniel Brewer said, Tony, where do you see Rift in 10 years' time, and what's the long-term goals for the brand?
Right. Oh, Dan. Well, Dan.
Yeah, old Dan.
See this mug? Dan made that. Dan. Ah. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, he'll have these mugs. He's going to have unique. We need to talk about it. I'm going to say this now, so whatever I say, he's got to do it. We're going to have shift. We're going to have a limited number of Shifter Rift mugs from his company that he's got. Shifter Rifts this year. So anyway, the brand, I'll be honest with you, you know, I don't know what's going to be happening in the next 12 months, do I? I'm really proud of Rift Airsoft and everyone within it. You know, if everything carries on the way it's going, then, you know, I would like to think that we're just going to have more sites, more people. But I never, ever want to franchise. I never, ever want to make it something other than what it is right now. You know, I don't want to dilute what we've got. So it has to be manageable with the right people. So realistically, we're always keeping our eye open for new venues. Of course we are, because it's nice to play somewhere different. We've had so many great, you know, we had Harmer Greenwood, which, again, Andy from Viking Airsoft, he used to run it there. That was good. It was just trees, but it was just still fun. We had Well End in Boreham Wood. I don't know if any guys listening in played Well End, but that was a scout camp down there. It was brilliant. It was just great fun. You know, so we've had other venues and things. So we always keep our eye open. So I'll be honest with you, there's no real long-term goal other than just do what we're doing. I know that sounds a bit, again, shallow, but it's the truth. You know, I'm not going to build the business up to sell it or anything like that. I've got no, you know, we're just enjoying what we do.
I think that shows.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
You are running it as a business, but you're not running it as a business to make loads of money and then sell it on. And then.
Well, no, a lot of people say to me, oh, Tony, did you know that if you used to add, do this, you could make more money there, and if you do that, you could make more money there, and you can. But it's not about that, you know. You know, we say, I'll help you out, buddy. You know, whether it might be, we're not chasing money. We're not trying to get people, you know. In fact, I did really shudder when I had to put, so our walk-on fee is generally £30, but membership's £25. And most people are members, which is great. So they get a fiver off. When we open the battery, the indoor site, I mean, I won't go through the figures, but trust me, the battery, you know, Andy, because you've seen me crying. The battery is so expensive to rent. And I really took my view was with passion and not a business sense. So I spent all of my savings and I got credit card filled up and I went with that. But the only way we could do it is at £35 walk on, which is, I really didn't want to do that. But without putting it up a fiver, I mean, it's a lovely venue and it's worth the money. Still fiver off for members, so £30 for members. But that's what I'm saying. We're trying to give a really good value for money day, and we're not trying to rip people off or, you know, just try and grab money where we can, you know. Mm. And that does show. And anyone that knows Rift Airsoft will say, yeah, those guys, they run a good day, hopefully. And they're not, you know, money grabbers, because we're not. You know, but it is hard now, very hard. I mean, my insurance, 3 times the amount it used to be, and you know, all the fuel, everything's gone up, which means that one day maybe I do have to put the prices up again, but it won't be for my Bermuda holiday or something. It'll be for just keeping us going, you know,
and more Snatch Land Rovers.
Well, yeah. You know, they're great vehicles. The thing I like about the Snatch Land is they're kind of easier than a tracked vehicle. They're less dangerous to have rolling around, and of course they just look really cool. You know,
yeah.
So yeah, we're really pleased with them, you know.
I've got to admit, I love the Snatches. They're yeah. They're a lot more, I don't know, it sounds stupid because it's a vehicle.
No more Snatches, says Hazel.
It's
there's always it's, room for Snatches.
Has she made me another coffee yet? Where's my other
coffee?
No, look, she's on, she's watching, so you can tell her.
No more Snatches, Hazel. And where's my coffee, Hazel? Thank you.
Yeah. But I you can sort of sneak around in a Snatch, whereas Ethel,
you can't hear
Ethel no matter where. But you can like proper nip in behind players with the Snatch and move through. The Snatches are a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, they were quite easy to get hold of at one point as well. But now, with Ukraine, everything that's armor plated is going off. You know, it's worth a lot more money and it's disappearing. So, you know, hopefully I've done the right thing and got things where I am now. But, you know, again, look, Rift Airsoft isn't about armored vehicles. It's about airsoft. That's the bottom line. And we don't lose sight of that. But it's really nice to be saying, right, you guys, where do you want us to go? And you're like, oh, jump in the back and off you go. You know, it's fun.
Cool.
You know, that's all it is, you know. So have we got any other?
So, yeah, we got a load more questions. We got Kenny Rebel. What's the airspeed of a swallow?
Is that an African swallow or a...
I mean,
18 miles per second to 23 miles per second.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. Because I Googled it and I saw it when it popped up. So there you go. we've got Matthew Hay. Tony, will the Army be doing the helicopter fly in this year?
No, I've tried. Possible. Right. So let's open this one up. So I've tried for paratroopers twice, cancelled both times. Red Devils, they were. They were great guys, but we just couldn't get them. Low cloud and other issues. The helicopter, again, we had a no-fly and no-land zone 1 year, and then another year it was the horses in the paddock next door would get scared, so we said, right, no. And then this year I've gone for the chap that owns the helicopter has actually got this Challenger tank, so no helicopters this year. We also had the jetpack. Challenger tank, yeah. Have you seen on YouTube the guys with the jetpacks that fly around across the
street?
They contacted me and said, can we do a display at your event? And I was like, well, hell yeah. And that was last year. And then they couldn't do it. And I contacted them and they said, no, we can't do it this year. So you never know. Watch this space. We'll try and get – it's a bit gimmicky, but brilliant.
It's good I'm gutted I can't make it this year. I'm so gutted because I'm on a family holiday on the same weekend. Which
holidays can be easily cancelled. You just
also looking forward to greatly if my family are listening. But yeah, no, I will be checking in on the boys, make sure it's all going well.
No, it's good.
Yeah. It was a cracking event last year.
So the answer is no helicopter this year. There is a lot of paperwork, a lot of safety, a lot of planning, to get anything like that in. I'm not riding it off, but this year, Challenger, maybe next year or whenever. So I've still got the contacts.
Yes.
Challenger 2 or 1?
Oh, I don't know. It's big and it's painted tan. There you go. I think it's a 2. Oh, I don't know. Oh.
I remember I saw the Challenger 2 when I went to Bovington Tank Museum, and they've got it. I think they've got it labeled as Megatron with the old Decepticon badge on the front. Yeah. It's a tanned one, but it's got the black Decepticon badge on the front. It looks absolutely pucker.
I think when they bring it down, it's going to need an escort. It's going to be on one of them big low loader, you know, block the road off. You know, it's massive, isn't it? So, yeah, you know, again, we've done a handshake, we've had the agreement. So that's where it's
have
at right
a,
now.
Have you had a big magnetic Rift Airsoft badge made up just to slap on the side as they drive out? You know, for a bit of advertising.
That's in the works, yeah. That's in the works. I'd just love to have a little ride around in it. I mean, I must admit, if the MOD are happy with us to pick a route and have a little drive around without rolling over too many tents, then yeah, we'll be all right.
Yeah. I think there'll be a queue for that one, I tell you.
Yeah, well, you know. But again, it's just a little addition to everything else that we're doing. You know, it's not supposed to be a, you know, instead of, you know. But we have got some other things. I mean, if you want me to go through what we got shift to rifts this year, we're going to do a tournament. This is new. This is the brainchild of Jake and Steve. You know, Jake and Steve Whitesphere Tactical, and Steve, obviously, who runs most of the games now for me, or with me. But yeah, so we're actually going to do a tournament where you can win a cup at the end of it. It'll be runners up and whatever. We're in talks with the MOD at the moment to secure the compound area, and we're going to basically turn it into like a mini sort of tournament area, which will be really good fun because you can just jump in. It doesn't everything that we do extra isn't any money. You just jump in and do it, you know. To finalize the details, you know, it'll be coming soon, but yeah, that's a tournament running for both days, which is really good. I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to also upgrade our back to pack that we do pistol duels where you get a revolver pistol and you stand back to back with your enemy or your mate or whoever it is, and then one whistle blow you walk away, second whistle blow turn around, first one to shoot, you know. Brilliant. And that's
so much fun.
It's great fun. It's hilarious. You literally see people crying with fun, you know, tears. It's really good to watch as well. So we're going to do an extended version of that as well. We're going to change the land around to have other things running, you know, as well as just the airsoft and, of course, all the boot sale stuff going on. And, you know, there's so many more traders now and, you know, airsoft sort of innovators coming down, showcasing their products, which is really good. So it's almost fully booked. We've got probably, 50 odd places left. That's it. Yeah, so you're looking at 600 a day, roughly, which, again, we don't want to overbook it. I watched a YouTube video. Oh, here she is. Thank you, my love. Thank you, my. Oh, can anyone see her? Look, lean in. You have to lean right in. No, lean right in.
I'll do.
This is Hazel. The
truth. Where's me cherry Bakewell? Anyway, thank you, Hazel. Oh, that's the cherry Bakewell, yeah. So I don't know what I was talking about. It's gone. But anyway,
600 people a day. Didn't want to overbook.
Yeah, that's where we
saw a video on YouTube.
Yeah, it's gone. Told you I was old, didn't I? Just get thrown off by a coffee coming in. But yeah, lots going on. It's nearly fully booked. It's not too far off. Oh yeah, we are watching it. So the other thing I've always done is, even though I've been playing this sport and in the sport for many, many years, it's changing a lot, and I don't know everything. And I mean that. I generally don't know everything. I think, from where the products are concerned, the guns and everything else that's out there, I know very little now. I mean, there's so many different. I always listen to people. I listen to people, and listening to feedback, listening to people is more important than ever before. And one of the things I saw on this really good video that somebody put up at Shifter Riffs, he said, look, you know, my friend couldn't get on, which is a real shame because it was fully booked, but then there was no deposit to pay to book in. So he was wondering how many people had booked in and not shown up. And the reason why I don't like taking deposits is I've had a bit of a nightmare in the past with PayPal when I took deposits and they locked all the money away and they wouldn't let me have it. And it really threw my business. And a really good friend of mine, Ed from, you know, Combat UK, Only Airsoft, he helped me out, absolute legend, and got me through that. And that was really a stressful time, you know. So I just thought, look, you know what, we'll just put more spaces on because we always get 10% dropout. We always get people not show up. But he did say the numbers were just about right in the game area. I think we had about 520 people a day, which meant that 400 or 300 are out there playing because most people just like to chat, you know. And it worked. It worked really well. So I don't want to overbook the site and then get bad feedback because we're just trying to grab money. We're not trying to grab money. We actually want to give a better show, a better, you know, experience than we did last year. But then that brings me on to a possible another. Dun, dun, dun. Oh. Do you want to hear something else?
Yeah,
we're thinking.
We can have.
Right. This one's almost fully booked. I only opened the booking last Monday. So in less than 2 weeks, well, what, it's about 10 days, it's nearly fully booked. So we've contacted the MOD and we've secured August bank holiday. We may do a Shift Your Rifts Reloaded in August. Yes.
Ooh.
And there will be a night game on that one as well, because this year we're doing the competitions, the tournament, and then obviously if we do one in August, we'll get the night game. But it's just not dark enough. That's what people moan about. And I can't do anything about that.
As long as it's not on the first weekend, because that's
how it'll be the August. Because, oh, your one's coming up there. So
Oh, that does sound good.
No,
oh,
but
so there's the a chance I'm going to get to a Shift Your Rifts this year, then? Yeah,
it might well do. Yeah. But I'll put it out there. Look, if people are really interested and they enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, can't you just do it just for me, Tony, so I get to go
I'll
to one?
I'll do it for you. what we'll do then, I think we'll try and experiment with other things. So the core Shift Your Rifts will be the same, but then we'll bring other things into the venue. And maybe for people that missed out on this one, like yourself, you know, they can come to the later one. We normally do what we call an epic weekender, which is pretty much like Shift Your Rifts, but without all the boot sale, and it's a little bit just more relaxed and not so much going on. But, you know, it wouldn't be hard for us to generate some new ideas and to bring some more vehicles or anything into it, really, anything else. And I'm also open to ideas as well. So, you know, if anyone's got any ideas out there, they think, oh, that'd be brilliant. Well, let's do it. Simple as that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. We've got the land.
Yes. Use it. James Gargan, I'm not sure how you pronounce that.
Garrigan.
Let's go with Garrigan.
James, if I got it wrong, give me a slap next time I'm marking.
I would love to. So basically, I can't do the two. I can't be a host of a game or an event and also be in there playing with you. So the answer is I won't be playing Shifter Rifts this year. In fact, I probably wouldn't play any of the Shifter Rifts because of that reason, you know. I'm spinning so many plates as well. You know, there's so much going on that I need to be really focused on the event and you know, well, and also it's a good time for me to catch up with people I haven't seen for so long as well. So, unfortunately not. I won't be playing.
Not even a little, tactical little role of, oh, you've got to capture Tony to secure some points.
You've got to capture Tony.
Stick him out in the field for an hour with a blindfold on.
Do you know what? When I have played, so I used to love playing Chipping Warden, which saddens me greatly to say the words Chipping Warden. We're still closed. ComSite 3, that is still closed. It looks like it's going to be pushed on to 2026 before High Speed Rail 2 are anywhere near reopening the road. I'm still stuck in a legal battle. I won't slag off HS2. There's no joy in that. But I will openly say I've been treated very bad. A lot of stress there. We've been closed a year. We closed Comms 3 a year ago this month.
Yeah.
Pretty much one of the best sites that's ever been. And I'm not saying it's, forget Rift Airsoft, Chipping Warden. It just played so well. It was brilliant. And we were so lucky to have that. And how unlucky for High Speed Rail to dig up the field next to it to build a tunnel and close the road and shut me down and basically put me into a financial spiral of cash flow problems. Honestly, it's been that bad. So, and they're still not helping me out. I'm still paying rent on the land. It's still a Rift Airsoft site, but we can't get access to it. You know, there's no road leading to it now. I've held my own. It is a big joke. I've held my contract with the landowner is that I carry on paying him. HS2 said, yeah, you carry on paying him. We'll pay you your what you're due.
No.
I haven't had a penny. Not a penny. So it's painful. Yeah.
Yeah, that art's Marty Coy. Is Comsite 3 coming back? I think that answers.
It would be lovely.
Unfortunately, yes. I think it's. I've got to admit, that was the first Rift site that I played at when it was. And it is a cracking site.
Yeah, we opened the site. Well, it's actually Hazel. Hazel again. This is Hazel. Mm. She found
a real boss.
Yeah, a real boss. Yeah, I'm going to give this hat. This is Hazel's hat.
Yeah.
Boss. I was in the computer room in there, and she was in the lounge over there. She went, "I think I found something you might be interested in." And she sat there and sent me the link to my computer. So I double clicked it and I found it. And it said this chap wanted to rent his land out for I don't know, wild boar or something. It'd make an ideal site for pig farm. I don't know what it was. But I saw the buildings. I could see pictures of buildings. So I rang him. I said, "I haven't got any wild boar." I said, "But I certainly have got an idea to run the game." Something bigger. And sure enough, he said, "Go and have a look." He said, "There's a public way that goes through it." He said, "Just go and have a look." And myself and a good friend of mine, Terry, and other people, we all jumped in the car and we went up there. And wow. We couldn't believe what we were seeing. I mean, it was a right mess. They had builders in there and all sorts of just throwing stuff everywhere. But we could see the potential immediately. And we spent 6 months clearing that. So we signed the contract in January 2012. Excuse me. And we opened in July 2012. So it took us over six months to clear it, to build it, to tide it. And we were getting a steady 50 to 80 people. Turn up every 2 weeks, and we were blown away by that. And then all of a sudden it just went fully booked, 120 people every 2 weeks, and people were literally, I was fully booking it in a day. It was just crazy. Yeah, honestly, I'm kid you not. And so many people used to message me, "Tony, please let me play," and I'd say, "Well, look, it's fully booked, and if I keep saying yes to everyone, then it'll stagnate and it'll bottleneck." And people say, "Oh, it's really bad. You just want money." And I say, "Yeah, I do like money, but I want to," you know, there's that. Yeah. In fact, I used to hate it when it fully booked, because I knew that I'd spend a week or 2 weeks almost of getting emails and messages saying, "Please let me play." We were very lucky. But again, like everything, you know, nothing lasts forever, and unfortunately.
But you're only as lucky as how well you run your site, mate, as well. At the same time of it, you know, there's an element of luck there, but it clearly goes to show how well you do run the sites and your staff, how well they are with the customers.
I'm going to say, if there's anyone out there listening to the game, people say to me, "Tony, I've got this bit of land, and what do you recommend?" And I say, before you even look at the land, have you got a team of people around you that are loyal, dedicated, switched on, friendly, and just there, you know? Because I'm telling you now, everything I've ever thought of has only come to fruition, if you like, to come to reality because of other people. I'm not a builder. I'm not a mechanic. I'm not I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I'm just me with some ideas, and people have come along and given their free time, and I've looked after people as much as I can where I can, and anyone listening to this will know I really do try. But without everybody else and the team of marshals we've got, you know, these people are just amazing. They get up at, and a lot of people, I'd love actually for everyone that plays airsoft just to put a high-vis on for one day. These marshals are up at 4:30 in the morning. They drive to site. They get there, get a quick cup of tea, and then they're out on the land putting all the props out. They're building in the rain, the wind, whatever it might be. And they're dedicated then to stay in there for the whole day, answering questions, sorting out issues, you know, shivering, you know, and whatever it might be, or too hot if it's too sunny. And they work all the way through to that 4:00, 4:30 index. And then they got the massive pack away, going in, making sure the toilets are all clean and everything's swept away and tidy. Because one of the most important things is that you leave the land as you find it, or better, you know, at each site.
Absolutely.
And Andy, you know this, you've done it. And it's a long, long day. And of course, yeah, they get rewards. They get payment from me and everything else. And I know they take pride in the high-vis they wear. And I really do. And I'm proud of them. But honestly, as a player, when you see people rock up and they moan about something and they kick off a bit, and you think, wow, you've got no idea what has gone in the background just to make this day happen, you know.
Exactly. And if
Doesn't quite. And that's something that I would like to touch on in a way that I have seen. I don't want to be negative, but Airsoft now is much bigger. It's mainstream to whatever. It still hasn't reached its peak. It's the, you know, when it gets on the telly, that's when it'll go big time. But a lot of people don't even know what Airsoft is. There's still people out there.
It's amazing from an Airsoft player, when you talk about it, how... Yeah. Why have I got to explain what this is? Why do you not know already? Do you know what I mean?
But the I introduced about 2 years ago on the briefing notes, and it's said all the time now that cheat calling is banned because we're getting to a point now where people are just shouting at each other. Oh, I've hit you there, mate. And it just goes on and on and on. And it's like, you're just playing a game. Come on. If you can't see him, don't say anything or just call Marshall. But again, it's something, I think there seems to be something in the since it's actually after COVID, actually, it seems like people's attitudes have changed a bit.
It got worse after COVID.
It's definitely got worse. And I'm not going to try and bring it all down because I love it. And we've had games, honestly, 150 people plus, not a single moan all day. Brilliant. People just have the benefit of the doubt. Okay, if it didn't hit him, it didn't hit him. It doesn't matter. And then we've had low number days where people are like almost chasing each other around the field. You know, it's like, guys, calm down. It's just bizarre. It really is. So, you know, if there's anything that I can throw out there to people watching tonight is enjoy the sport. If you're not happy with something, pick another target or just move on or call a marshal, but don't shout out. Don't shout out. Just ruins it. It makes it hard.
It does.
And that,
it actually puts a target, although you're trying to do the right thing of reporting it or shouting out as you think you would be, you're sort of putting a target on your own back as well.
In a way, like, and I've been called a cheat loads of times.
Raise it to a marshal. Yeah. Simple.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
it. Yeah,
simple.
Marshall. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, you know, everything else is just great. I mean, the amount of kit you can get now, geez. And of course, with video games, computer games, which I'm a massive lover of everything online, you know, and gaming and that. And I really love the fact that the two almost come together. You know, people get a loadout that's like for Battlefield, or, you know, you just see all their guns painted up and everything. You think, oh, wow, it's brilliant. And
well,
I love
it. You saying that, that's literally how I describe Airsoft to people who don't know what Airsoft is. It's like, I call it a healthy way of playing Call of Duty.
That's literally how
I describe it. And they're like, what do you mean by that? I said, well, it's like Call of Duty, but you're actually the character and you're outside. Running about, getting a sweat on, getting a bit healthier,
I can't wait to see the first Helldiver outfit. I'm hoping someone does it for Shifty Rifts.
I've let the team down there though. I've got Helldivers. I've got a lot of games on Steam, but I've only done 36 minutes of Helldivers, which is quite embarrassing.
I'll have a look on my Steam after this.
But a friend of mine, a good friend called Adam, he keeps saying, come on, recruit, you know, for the Empire or whatever it is. He keeps messaging me, bless him. And I keep saying, not tonight, mate.
Just quickly, on Empire, what's the collection there in the background? We had a couple of questions.
Yeah, so are you Imperial or Rebel?
Oh, it's got to be Imperial. Come on, you know.
South Arts Air Force, looking at the Star Wars gear. Should get the local garrison down.
Well, I'm a little bit short to be a stormtrooper, to be fair. So 1977, I was born in 70. I was 7 years old when I first watched Star Wars. And I'm going to be honest and just say the words. It just changed my life. I just thought, wow. And I don't mean in a weird way, but my mind, it just opened my mind. It's like, I've never seen anything like it. Well, at seven, you haven't seen much anyway, but... just been a big fan. But unfortunately, I think as Disney got hold of it and they've done things their way, you know, I won't go into that. This is about 20% of my collection there. I've got loads of other cabinets and stuff and boxes of stuff upstairs. So whenever I've ever got a little bit of money spare, I'd buy the helmet and the figurine to go with it and display them in my case there. Got quite a few. I've got quite a few complete sets that I can wear. I've got a full Imperial Stormtrooper, First Order.
Why hasn't this been rocked at Rift?
It's
got to come out this year.
Ten year anniversary of Chipping Warden. I dressed in my Imperial Bike Scout costume or uniform, whatever you want to call it, because in Biker Scouts they were a bit shorter than the Stormtroopers, I think, with that.
Have you got one sort of like a dirtied up bit of kit that you could be stood in the challenger?
I'll give a shout to there's a company in the UK called RS Prop Masters, and they're up in, I think they're Manchester way, I think, and they make, it's just unbelievable, their kit, it looks, it's just from the films. I mean, they use lineage you know, helmets and parts to reproduce their suits. So yeah, I must admit, RS Prop Masters, if you want to get a suit, go there. Brilliant.
Very cool.
Really good. And that's where I got a lot of mine from. And a few of mine are signed as well. So I've got, hang on, where's hand? That one there. I think that's the Sand Trooper. That's signed by Anthony Forrest. Mm. And he was the chap that said, move along, move along.
Yeah, move along.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's him. Cool. So I've got his signature on that. So yeah, pretty cool.
Oh, that's
yeah,
I'm happy with it. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Big fan.
yeah, same as that, mate.
So, well, I'm going to get this one out of the way. This one's from Josh. For Tony, if it was, when was it? Well, when it wasn't, why was it when it couldn't be? Couldn't have been.
If it was when it wasn't, why was it when it couldn't have been? That's yeah. what you meant. Right. The answer to that is, Josh, you need to try harder. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So years ago, Josh. When my little kiddies were growing up, I made up that. That was me. I created that. And there is an answer, and nobody has been able to figure it out. And one of the little ones even took that to school and asked the teacher, and they just, what? It looks like gobbledygook, but it isn't. So one, I'll tell you what, in my will, I'll write the answer. So when I'm gone, you'll go.
Well, what do they get? What, like, what do you get? Like, if
you'll get to know the answer. Yeah.
You get, so you have
your mind will be opened that little bit.
You know what? I'm really impressed though that Josh, if it was when it wasn't, what was it when it, that is spot on. I'm really impressed that he's even remembered that. Yeah. So,
well done, Josh.
Try harder, Josh. Yeah. Try harder. Yeah.
Ash, I presume this is for the zombie event. Can we do a clown zombie attack?
Awful. No, clowns are horrid. Don't like that.
Josh doesn't like the clowns either. So we welcome. We had we've had witches, clowns. We've had all sorts. We've had there was Sophie. She had
she was
the white witch.
I loved, yeah,
and she I had a baby. She was a zombie and she was dressed up as a baby and no. She had a baby in her. And when she put it, was like a severed limb or something. It was gross.
The scream. It was the scream. It was the scream, yeah. Like, genuinely, it was like heart wrenching.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even playing. I was staff and it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
It's like the howling at Old Phoenix. That sort of got you, creeps up you a bit as well, didn't it?
Yeah, well, that's because I was on my own.
Well, yeah, to be fair, that's zombie sort of shitty pants scary.
Yeah.
I was actually, I was a zombie that weekend. So when you guys were doing that, I was here with COVID. I'm really proud to say I didn't have COVID when it was all around. And then for some reason, out of the middle of nowhere, it hit hard. I really felt so ill. And I just thought, but I'd got away with it for a year or two, and then I just got it from somewhere. So that's why I missed the zombie event. Quite upset in that. But and I even bought a new AK for that as well. But yeah, somebody did ask a question, I think, what gun do I use? Is that right?
If you were gonna play using.
Okay, so in I think it must have been 2015, I bought a VFC PDW, and I bought that from Action Hobbies in Bletchley, Milton Keynes area. It must have been earlier than that, because I don't think I was even running Rift then. Anyway, the guys from, does anyone remember Pro Airsoft Supplies? There was a guy there called Chewy, and he was the tech guy there. And he wasn't a tech guy, he was a wizard. He had some sort of magical powers, because he basically upgraded my VFC PDW so it fired magic beans and could hit people 10 miles away. It was brilliant, and I've still got it. And if you said to me today, Tony, we're playing Airsoft this weekend, what you're bringing, it'll be my VFC PDW, fully upgraded. It's 344 FPS, all sight legal, using a 0.25 pellet, and it fires a pellet until it just disappears. It's brilliant. Many a victim have screamed out. It's brilliant, yeah. And that's my go-to gun. And that is probably, it's got to be, 15 years old now. It's old, but it works so well.
Nice.
And every time I use it, I clean the barrel, lube it all up, put it away, and it's ready for the next time. So that's what I use. Yeah, it's really good. But I bought a lot more. I've got loads.
I've never been one for buying loads of guns. Kit, yeah. I've got one, I'm just quite happy. It's like my, it's a bit of news. My high capper is repaired. The Wizard of Ash aka Pegasus, has repaired my high capper of good. Years old. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah, it's nice when you get something repaired. I just bought last week a Tech 9. Do you know the old submachine gun? I'm like, yeah, I love them. And it just come back in stock at iWholesale. Got that. So don't tell I didn't tell Hazel about that one. So, damn it.
No, you got it. It was in a flash sale. That's what I say. It was in a flash sale.
It was free. It was broken.
You should have won it in a raffle.
It was broken. Yeah, I happen to have all the parts to repair it.
Yeah. And I picked up quite. I'm a big fan of the World War II. So I've got a lot of K98s, the bolt action K98s of all the different makes. Yeah, I've got loads, just loads. Too many. You know, I should thin out my collection, really. But
well, if you want to send a Carg 98 my way, then you know.
I've got quite a few. Do you know the Tanaka K98? The Japanese. Yeah, I've got a few of them. So I always snapped them up when I saw them, and then I fell in love with the new ones that came out, the Ares ones, the steel version with the nice wood on them. Mm-hmm. So I got some of them, and yeah. Anyway,
so the Sheller Jackson one.
I have one of those, but I'm not really, because they're not skirmishable as such, are they? I mean, you're always worried about where's the shells. So most of the things I've bought are for real world use, but I was lucky enough to find through one of the guys from Frontline, actually. I was desperate to get the G&G MG42. Very hard to get hold of. I got the MG34, which again is a rare beast, but and he came around last year, and it's brand new. Look, it's literally lovely, and we shook hands, and I had to do things for him, and then I got it. So so I've got a big collection of things, but I don't play as much as I used to. Well, I don't play hardly at all, really, and that's obvious, because you can't wear a high vis, run a game, and jump in and play. It's not, well, you can, but we don't. And as you know, Rift Marshals don't carry guns.
Nope.
We don't shoot people. We talk to people. We educate or listen, but we don't shoot people. Ever.
This is like the whole, because I don't do any skirmishing at all. This is like the hit checking, isn't it, or something?
I got shot years ago in the back of the neck by a marshal that was clearly enjoying himself, and it really hurt. And I called the hit and put my hand up. And when I realised it was a marshal, I thought he'd just say, okay, you've passed the test, stay where you are. But he didn't. He sent me all the way back. And this site was huge. It was like walking another planet. And it really angered me. Yeah, it really angered me. And I just sort of threw my toys out there. I was a player at the time. I didn't own Rift or anything back then. But I just thought, it's unnecessary. Mm. If I wasn't cheating, I'd cheating. You know, why would you do that? And it really ruined the day for me. So when I did create Rift, marshals don't carry guns. That's my rule. If we can't talk to people and we can't listen to people, then what are we doing? It's as simple as that. So another fun fact.
Yeah. So we've got time for a couple more questions. I think we've got a couple saved. And then we've got a load of good comments, which I'll run through quickly at the end. So we got Jack. Tony, will you do a Juggernaut event at some point?
Right. Well, we do already, and have already had Juggernaut at the Battery. We've had a Juggernaut at Comms 3, and
Juggernaut.
We have actually a very cool Juggernaut coming to Shift to Rifts next month. So another extra, exclusive. There you go. I've got the pictures. The guy looks amazing, and he's clearly very passionate about what he does. We like a bit of fun like that, Juggernaut. So the answer is yeah. And I'm always open to suggestions. If anyone knows anyone that wants to do it and they want to jump in, we look after them, make sure they've got loads of ammo, and push them out, and off they go. So yes, it's a bit of fun. Yeah.
And then we've got Chris Berry. Aren't the Stormtrooper guns just old SMGs painted white?
Well, the original ones, so 1977, they were Sterling submachine gun, and they basically had bits glued on that were welded on the front and bits put on top. So they were the Sterling SMG with a short mag or cut down mag bolted in and bits on there. The later ones in the Rise of Skywalker or whatever, where the Force Awakens, they seem to be more manufactured from scratch. I think I don't see what they are, but the original Stormtrooper, which I've got quite a few replica blasters, as you can imagine, were Sterling submachine guns. And if you look at the behind the scenes of Star Wars, you can actually hear them firing like almost like the blanks through them when they're doing it before they add all the effects on. Yeah, and it gives a good thing.
Was it a 357 Magnum, wasn't it, they used for the sound of some of them, and then they changed it with a synthesizer or something, I remember.
Might have done,
When the old remastered trilogy came out of like A New Hope, Empire and Jedi.
Yeah.
And then they had like an additional VHS.
All right.
Came out of the behind the scenes, and I remember watching that, and it was a scene where in A New Hope where they're on the Skywalk, and it's Leia and Luke, and they've got to swing across.
That's it.
The stormtroopers are firing at them, and you can actually hear like the Magnum type round sound effect. Yeah, and you can think, oh Christ, I can hear it now when you're looking out for it.
It's pretty cool. I mean, again, it was thrown together, wasn't it? And it's just such an iconic movie, the first one. You know,
brilliant.
Yeah, A New Hope. I mean, you know, and it'll never leave my. It's part of my DNA. You know, from growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I do enjoy all things Star Wars. I'm not going to lie, I do enjoy it, but the original ones for me are the ones that, you know.
You can't beat the originals.
You can't, no. And the thing is as well, what they did back then was so unique. I mean, again, like
all of it was new.
Well, 1980, when I was sitting in the cinema flying between the legs of an AT-AT walking. Yeah. What the that blew my mind. Yeah. I was 10. It was like, what the I need to see this again. You know, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And that was all filmed motion by, stop go motion on that. Brilliant.
It's like the Luke's little land speeder. I think they smudged Vaseline on the bottom of the camera lens.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
like it was hovering. Yeah. And just crazy stuff like that. But yeah, we'll give that a go. Bit of Vaseline. Oh, that works. Let's do that again.
There's many uses for Vaseline.
Yeah. Not just making things float.
So we got some comments that have come in from, obviously, like throughout the evening.
There's actually people watching.
Highlighted. Yeah. We've had quite a few. So I'm just going to run through those quickly.
Yeah.
And then we'll start looking at saying goodbye to everyone. So the first one is Ben. Tony, absolutely love the small games at Redcon last weekend, and love all the games you have made. Can't wait for Shift Your Rifts this year.
That's really nice of him. Yeah, I actually read a few comments of the. So basically, we're so lucky we get at Redcon. It's always 150 plus. You know, that really helps. Again, Redcon, I'm just going to be open because as I'm point of having a podcast, running airsoft sites is challenging. It's financially harder now than it was before by a long way. So when you get big numbers booking, it's so appreciated. I really do really, really mean that. When we have lower numbers booking, it puts a bit of pressure on. But by God, you get such different games. So Steve and I sat down. So Steve, as everyone knows, there's me in the office in there, and Steve's my right-hand man that's out there running all the events and whatever, pretty much. But he's younger, better-looking version than me anyway. So everyone prefers his. And his briefings are a little bit shorter. Just a little bit shorter,
don't they?
he said as well, let's do some new games, Dad. Let's do stuff that we don't normally do at Redcon because we've got under 100. In fact, I think at the time 54 had booked in, and we knew by then it would be a lower number day. And the feedback was amazing. Not saying we couldn't do that with bigger numbers, but it would be harder because of the way that land is and that. So I really appreciate as well. Can I just say, anybody that takes time to write any feedback, but we obviously prefer the positive, but anyone that writes positive feedback, we really greatly appreciate that, because as we know, in the world that we live in now, everyone's really, really quick to moan and kick off about stuff. Moaning is easy, but to say, oh, that was a great day is more of a kind of an outside the box. So thank you for anyone that does put that, because it inspires us as well. It really does. We care. We really care. So when we read feedback and hear the feedback, we think, wow, thank you. It means, and we try and do better. You know, we try again, you know, to and hopefully, you know, all we want to do is just give people a great day out, value for money, fun day out of airsoft, and then see you again next time. That's kind of it, really. You know, just keep going that way. So,
And Chris obviously says the battle sim. Was by far the best game of airsoft to date for him.
That was nice. I saw his comments. Yeah.
The Catherine has said, Baz says yes to pistols.
Yeah, I thought he would.
Is that the pistols and the Springer shotguns?
He'll remember the days we did that at Cottenham as well. I'm sure going back to Cottenham and also Comms 3. It's just old school. I can remember hiding behind a filing cabinet. It was actually at that bingo hall I was saying about, and I was highly, and I had one magazine in my gun. I drew that out and I had about 8 rounds in that one. I closed that in and I looked down, all of my mags were empty except for one still had about 3 rounds in it, and I was thinking, oh my god, I'm literally down to about 10 rounds. It was the best Gamers Airsoft ever because every single pellet counted. But now I see pistols with a massive drum mag on the pistol and a HPA lead going down. I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying
it's not.
It's so different.
Especially when you're running low cap 30 round magazines and you go up against one of them, you're like, oh.
I think to have a day of airsoft where it is old school, you know, you've got 15 rounds in one mag, 20 rounds in another mag, whatever it might be, it's just old school spring and gas. Wow, that's fun.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It means you really, really have to think about your shots.
You absolutely do.
Yeah, so that's what we'll push for. We need some more love at the battery. I'll put a post, and whoever runs UK Airsoft 2, thank you, those guys, whoever's in charge of that site, because I don't really like plugging what we do because I feel it's a bit, you know, if people want to book in. But I don't think people know about the battery in Essex as much as our other sites. And by God, it's the dearest site we rent. I took that on with passion, not my business sense. So if anyone wants to play an indoor site where it's great fun, there's all, everything's there. We've got, you know, obviously there's electricity, running water, there's a shop there, there's the safe zone, there's the shooting range. It's a great site. Look it up. We're there on the second and fourth weekend of every month. And it needs a love because at the moment it's really, it's a great site with great feedback, but it's just not getting the numbers. You know, we just need to bump that up a bit.
I think it's a brilliantly laid out site.
Yeah, it's personally. Great fun.
I think whoever built it was just.
Some of it's a little bit wonky though. I think whoever did it,
I
wasn't very
keep leaning on it.
again, it's not a moan, I'm just saying, but people don't really know and see the effort and the stress and everything that goes behind the scenes just to make that happen, to get it up there for people to turn up and go, nah, it's all right, or oh, that could be that. And you think, wow, you know, we've worked so hard on this. You know, talk to us, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. And I say to people, if you want a barricade somewhere, tell me and I'll build it. We'll put it there. You know, it's your site, you play it. That's what I say to people, you know, don't moan about it. Let's make it better.
Yeah.
You know, but there you go. I mean, it's, but they are going to demolish it. It is going to be a housing estate. So play it now. Book in now.
Chris said 100%. The staff at Redcon were absolutely brilliant. Hazel has asked for a pay rise.
Absolutely. That's a
Pay.
What's this word?
Again, James Southwell.
Can you delete that one? The staff,
are incredible. Empire Airsoft heading to Shift Your Wrist, looking forward to meeting
lovely
Tony.
Evening, Kenny.
Yeah, looking forward to meeting again. We've had a massive response this year from there's Jessica. She saves lives. Jessica's literally go-to. She's gonna have her own little tent.
Jessica win our raffle last year?
Yeah, she did.
The Russian. Right, I thought I recognised the name. Yeah, well done you.
Rift family.
She's awesome. And she her and Jay, they built part of the battery. They were up there working hard with us. I mean, honestly, again, there's people out there that are just natural givers and so selfless, you know, they just help and they're just awesome, you know. And I hope I can do that for people I try wherever I can. You know, it's something that if the whole world was like that, cool, imagine what it'd be like. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Well, I think it's this is the last comment. Catherine says, for battery. It's well painted and great ramps.
Yeah, one of them ramps is a bit steep. Bring it down a bit.
Yeah, so I will sort that.
That's still good.
Well, Tony, just before we go, what's the best way to get in contact with you if people want to book on or if they want to find what sites you're at?
Well, I've tried to keep everything as I can on the actual Rift Airsoft website. So I like Facebook, but it's Facebook, and I just find it hard sometimes to I couldn't even get a link up earlier on when I was trying to do things. But Facebook is the website riftairsoft.com is where everything's at. It's got the gallery on there. It says click me to book in. You can find the booking link. It's got contact there, so you contact me directly. You can just, it's got my mobile and my email address on it. I've tried to keep it as simple as I can. It is old, like me. The website is an old V Bulletin website with a forum on it that nobody uses because everyone uses social media. And I will be updating it one day, but there's something about that old V Bulletin website. I kind of like it. It's just got character. And I can work it.
It does the job. It does the job.
Well, every image you see, every advert, everything, it's all me. I do it. I do enjoy uploading bits and changing things. And I understand it, but it does look a little bit outdated. But no, so am I. So am I. Yeah, we don't mind. But it does the job, and it's easy to follow. Little green links down the side tells you what games are open, and it's got a calendar on there that all the dates that I put on there, you can see when we're there. But I don't put the whole year up. I just put every few months at a time. You want to know what we're doing in August or September, just drop me an email, and I'll just say this is what we're planning to do. We'll pencil it in and let you know when we confirm it. So
cool. Happy days.
Yeah, nice and easy. Well, yeah.
Thanks very much for spending the evening with us, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure Hazel has enjoyed the peace and quiet for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, I have one question, though. One question to the masses. And there's this one game I play called Star Citizen. Is there anyone out there that is in the verse in Star Citizen? Brilliant game.
There you go.
That's my question to everyone else. If anyone can drop me an email, if you play Star Citizen, we'll team up. But other than that, I can only say thank you very much for obviously inviting me on. Shifty Riffs this year is going to be hopefully a really good event. But it's all down, as I said to everybody, understanding that we're there for a great fun time, reading the rules. Everyone's going to get a goodie bag. That's another exclusive, a goodie bag this year.
Oh, a goodie bag.
So there you go. Goodie bag. It's all in the works. Love we've got them delivered. So, and it's all about looking after each other and having fun. So that's what we're for.
Empire Airsoft, Tony's come back and says Sniper Mechanics. So Dan, Sniper Mechanics, does play and he loves it. So there you go.
Brilliant.
Shout out to him and you can see him.
That's really good.
And obviously on the 4th of August, 4th of August, we've got our event being held at Redcon.
It's an experience day.
Which we're very much looking forward to. If you want to join us next week, we'll give you some more information about that, because we're running a little bit lower. We've already gone over a little while.
And rightly so.
Next week we will be having a debrief of the JBG event and a Q&A section, so any questions that weren't answered tonight, or if you have any other questions, please drop them over to us. You can contact us on nofochat@hotmail.com, on Instagram at november_foxtrot_nofo, or on our website www.novemberfoxtrot.co.uk. You can also contact us on our personal Instagram. Mine is callsign quartermaster, and Lance's is
punish all the underscores.
So
excellent. So I'll just jump in there, Andy. If anyone does your event on the Saturday and wants to play Rift on the Sunday, we'll give them a discount and they can camp over with us.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Tony.
That sounds
There you go.
Just so they can stay and obviously have a one beer. Have a good weekend.
One enormous beer.
We didn't say the size. You can have one.
One beer.
One vessel.
And that'd be nice for them to camp over, and then they can enjoy the weekend then. I'll leave that to you. How you want to word that on your... Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Lovely.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Hope everyone has a good evening. If you've enjoyed the show, please drop us a like. If you are watching this back, but want to watch it on Fuse Chat, we will be posting it up on YouTube probably later in the week. But thanks very much for joining us. Hope everyone has a good evening, and we will speak to you soon. Say goodbye, Lance.
Goodbye, Lance.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Ooh, better than me. Not like that.
Yeah. That was... See you later.
Take care. Thank you.
Ciao, Bella.
Speak soon. Bye.